WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We continue our series, Songs from Hollywood and Broadway, with a 1985 interview with the late lyricist Sammy Kahn. He died in 93 at the age of 79. Most of his songs are written for movies. They include I Fall in Love Too Easily, Let It Snow, Day by Day, Time After Time, It's Magic, Be My Love, Teach Me Tonight, The Tender Trap, All the Way, Come Fly With Me, The Second Time Around, and Call Me Irresponsible. In addition to his movie songs, Kahn wrote for big bands, vaudeville, and singers. Several of his songs were written for Frank Sinatra. Kahn had his most successful and enduring partnerships with composers Saul Chaplin, Julie Stein, and Jimmy Van Heusen. Kahn would sing his songs at the slightest provocation. Whenever he was commissioned to write a song for a particular singer, he would insist on performing it for him to show him what he had in mind. When it was time to demonstrate a song for a great singer, Kahn never lacked confidence, even if the singer was Frank Sinatra.
I sing the song for the first time, and I stand in front of Sinatra, and I am a lethal demonstrator. I'm lethal. I don't know if you understand the true meaning. When I stand in front of you and take my posture, I am ready. I know my part. And if you have any sense of words and music, first of all, I wouldn't stand in front of you to begin with unless I was ready. And I will say to you, we have the song for so-and-so. For instance, one of the most memorable moments of demonstrating songs is when I sang the songs to Our Town. Our Town for the first time. I'll never forget, we came and we sang to him. It was kind of around twilight time. I'll never forget. It was kind of quiet, with no one around, just him sitting in an easy chair. And when Sinatra reflects, he rolled the bottom of his thumb over his lower lip. And that's how he reflects. And his highest praise is, yeah, yeah, high praise. And he doesn't turn down a song, never has.
Did he ever want to change a lyric that you wrote?
Only one time.
Which one was that?
That's in the song, one of my very, very favorite songs, The Last Dance. We started the idea of writing an opening song for an album and a closing song for an album. Like Come Fly With Me. Opens with Come Fly With Me, of course, and the closing song, which is It's Nice to Go Traveling. So, and then we wrote Come Dance With Me. And then we needed a closing song. And we quickly discovered that Irving Berlin, the legendary Irving Berlin, I discovered that he'd written every song you can possibly write about dancing. Cheek to Cheek, Change Partners, I'm Putting On My Top Hat. So usually I write a song very, very swiftly, but here I am and I can't come up with the last song. Finally I turned to Van Heusen one day and said, has there ever been a song called The Last Dance? And Van Heusen, who's very, very familiar with the literature of songs, said, no. It's been the Save the Last Waltz for me, but not the last. I said, sit down. And I said, it's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us, alone on the floor. But I want to hold you like this forevermore. So Sinatra is recording this song. And I had lines that they're wondering just when will we leave, but till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance, each beat of the last dance, and save me the first dance in your dreams tonight. So it, when you speak, you would say, they're wondering just when we will leave. You wouldn't say, they're wondering, just when will we leave? So he said, they're wondering, just when we will leave? I said, no, it isn't. Fire, hold it. I said, they're wondering, just when will we leave? But till we leave. He said, what kind of cockamamie word is... I said, no one speaks like that. I said, no. I said, no one speaks like that, but we aren't speaking, Frank, are we? We're singing, aren't we, Frank? And that's the only time we ever kind of good-naturedly quarreled about a line.
It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights down. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious. They're aware of us. The pair of us alone on the floor. Still I want to hold you like this forever and more. It's the last song. They're playing the last song. The orchestra's yawning. They're sleepy, I know. They're wondering just when will we leave. But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance. Save me the first dance in your dreams tonight.
Frank Sinatra singing the Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen song, The Last Dance. Let's return to my conversation with the late Sammy Kahn, recorded in 1985.
Is there a song that you've written that you're proudest of the rhymes you were able to come up with?
Yes, the one I tell everyone, the one I'm very, very proud of is Call Me Irresponsible. Simply because I wont to say, and it's not as facetious as it sounds, is that it has five syllable words in it. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. I said, five-syllable words from a fellow who came from a one-syllable neighborhood.
You know what I love in that song? Throw in undependable, too. I love the throw in. How did you get that?
Well,
it's so vernacular.
You see,
I really love
you
that.
See, but every song, as I say in the rhyming dictionary, every song, the title dictates the architecture of the song. If you say the title is Call Me Irresponsible, dot, 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 that's the architecture. Now, that song started off, Call Me Irresponsible, Call Me Undependable, Throw in Unreliable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm undependable, but it's undeniably true. I said, you know, Jim, if I had unreliable down there, undeniable coming after unreliable would be better. So we switched the two lines on top. I call that neatening up a song. So we changed the two lines on top, so I would have, call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. That's called graceful and very gratifying to the ear.
We're listening back to a 1985 interview with the late lyricist Sammy Kahn. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our 1985 interview with the late lyricist Sammy Kahn. He told me about writing the song Be My Love for the singer Mario Lanza for the 1950 film Toast of New Orleans.
In this instance, the music was already written in ink. Love theme for Lanza. Every note was written, not in pencil, which you can erase and make a change. Written in ink. Love theme for Lanza. By this very, very talented little Hungarian, Nicholas Brodsky, friend of Joseph Pasternak, another little Hungarian. And I was called in to put a lyric to this melody. And I'm very, very, very proud of that lyric. Because you listen to that lyric again, I tell people that I don't write a lyric as much as the lyric writes me. I happen to be in the room while it's happening, so I'm very fortunate to be able to claim the royalties, if you know what I mean. But think about it. The title is Be My Love. They're absolutely singing words. Be my love. You can sing every one of them. For no one else can end this yearning. This need that you and you alone create. You can, every one of those words, you can bite them and chew them. Now, I don't know if you realize that when I wrote that lyric, not a word rhymes.
Gosh, you're right. I hadn't realized that before.
Just fill my arms the way you fill my dreams. There's no rhymes yet. We're halfway through a song. First rhyme. The dreams that you inspire with every sweet desire. And I'm not rolling my R's the way opera people love to do. Now I rhyme the whole song. Be my love, and with your kisses set me burning, yearning, burning. One kiss is all I need to seal my fate, create fate. I rhyme the song in the after song. Yeah. Now, listen how every word fits the mouth and really singing words. And a hand in a hand, we'll find love's promised land. There'll be no one but you. Ooh, ooh sound is very good on the high notes. For me, etern. Now, Lanza, who had a voice that you could not believe unless you heard it in person. No mechanical reproduction of this voice does it any justice. In a room with him, it was a staggering experience. So, there'll be no one but you for me. Eternally, he added that. Eternally, if you will be my love. It's a high C, I don't know. It's just, now, as I say to you, he knew every note of that song. He didn't know the lyric. I had the lyric. And you know what chutzpah is. You know what chutzpah means? That's cheek or gall. Chutzpah, the classic version is, the ancient version is, this chap kills his parents and he pleads for mercy because he's an orphan. That's classic chutzpah. But modern chutzpah is me singing to Mario Lanza. Well, that's some chutzpah of some kind. So Mario looked at me after I talk sang Be My Love for the first time. He took the lyric out of my hand as contemptuously as you can take a lyric out of someone's hand. And he sang Be My Love back at me. And I tell you, that was an experience.
Be my love, for no one else can end this yearning, this need that you and you alone create. Just fill my arms the way you filled my dreams, the dreams that you inspire with every is all I need to seal my fate. And hand in hand, we'll find love's promised land. There'll be no one but you for me.
Written a rhyming dictionary. Did you actually use one? Would you ever use one when
I
you
always
writing?
Had a rhyming dictionary.
Yeah?
For the composer. That's the truth.
Really?
I always felt, I personally, I always felt that if I couldn't think of the word, I shouldn't use it. But the composer used to say to me, every time I was writing, the composer used to say to me, you have a rhyming dictionary? I said, sure, here it is. Give it to the composer.
Right, I get it. Are there words that you really avoid because you know they're unrhymable?
No, every word is rhymable. Rhymable, rhymable. Take a simple name like Nicholas. You can rhyme it with ridiculous if you aren't too meticulous. You know, every word's rhymable.
The late lyricist Sammy Kahn recorded in 1985.